This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire House of Representatives today passed its version of the next two-year state budget. As expected, the Democratic-sponsored spending plan passed along party lines. The $12.9 billion proposal differs significantly from Governor Sununu's initial budget plan. NHPR's Josh Rogers has been following the budget negotiations, and he joins me now. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So tell us about the budget that passed today. What's in it, and how does it differ from Governor Sununu's budget?
Well, in terms of big differences from the governor's proposal, one thing that Democrats stripped out was something the governor made much of when he announced his budget, which is so-called Capital Reinvestment Fund. About $160 million the governor wanted to direct towards cities and towns, one-time money for things like renovating parks, parking garages, some aid to local nonprofits. Democrats took that out. They say their focus is on boosting local towns by sending them more school aid and providing more funds back to municipalities through revenue sharing, which is a sharing of state tax revenue with cities and towns. It used to take place. It's been suspended since the recession. They've restored some of that. You know, Democrats also stripped out the governor's paid family leave plan, the one he hopes to launch with Vermont. That would be voluntary with the proposal that they have, which would be a mandatory proposal funded via payroll deduction. You know, the governor's called that an income tax. And, you know, the Democratic plan also includes a new capital gains tax. They say that's going to raise $150 million in the second year of the budget and that that aid would go to schools. They would also eliminate a yet to take effect round of business tax cuts. Both of these things are Republicans. And, you know, the governor in particular has said that they don't like about this budget. One other main point of friction is that the governor had his plan to spend $26 million to fund a 60-bed secure psychiatric unit outside the walls of the New Hampshire State Prison. This was something when he announced it in his budget address, he got a standing ovation, Democrats and Republicans. But when the governor proposed his plan, Democrats said that, well, there weren't enough particulars and that maybe they needed more time and that, you know, maybe some of that money might be better spent locally on mental health issues. And so that was taken out. On the floor today, $1.2 million was put back in to help plan a new secure psychiatric unit in 2020. So this is something to watch as the budget moves on.
Okay, so that was in the House, but the action now turns to the Senate, where they're kind of going to restart the process, right?
Well, they are going to restart it. And you could argue that maybe they did restart it while the House still had the budget, as the House was debating it today in the Senate. This secure psychiatric unit hospital came up on the Senate floor when Republicans added language to essentially institute what the governor wanted and tried to attach it to unrelated bills. You know, there's a lot of harumphing, I guess you could say, on both sides, Democrat and Republican, on, you know, working together, but on who is more committed to this issue in particular. So, you know, that's a topic where there could be some movement as this budget process moves on. You know, taxes are definitely the other big question. The capital gains tax is not popular with Lou D'Alessandro, who's the Senate's top Democratic budget writer. It's certainly unpopular with Republicans. And, you know, business tax cuts are definitely worth watching as this plan moves to the Senate. Senate gets the budget later. They have a little bit more time. And, you know, with that time, they'll have later revenue numbers. April revenues are ones that are seen as decisive in terms of having to guide the revenue estimating process, business tax revenues in particular. The state's revenue commissioner has indicated that business tax revenues, she expects them to slow. They've been well ahead of target for some time. So the numbers that come out in early May could really shape how much money Republicans and Democrats in the Senate believe they have to spend.
Mm-hmm. So the governor has spent a lot of time over the past few weeks discrediting Democratic efforts in the House. What role do you expect the governor to play in this next stage?
Well, you know, it's definitely easier logistically for a governor, any governor, to work with any Senate, really, just by dint of the numbers. But it's true that thus far, the governor's approach has been to work this issue from outside the State House by visiting constituencies and communities and trying to enlist local folks, be they mayors on this municipal aid issue or police or hospital execs on the mental health issue, to discredit the Democrats' budget decisions in the House. You know, plenty at the State House in both parties kind of expect this budget process to end with a veto. You know, we're a pretty long ways off from that right now, but there are definitely things on the table for the Democrats who control the budget process that, you know, the governor wants off the table. And so, you know, we're going to have to stay tuned.
NHPR's Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
And if you want to follow Josh's reporting on the budget process, check out our website, nhpr.org.